Futures are currently trading hard red winter December wheat 586 and a quarter down 7, March 593 and 3 quarters down 7 and a half. Soft December wheat 498 and 3 quarters down 3 and 3 quarters, March at 516 and a half down 3 and a half. December corn 339 up a half, March 351 and a half up a half, May 359 and a half unchanged, July 366 and 3 quarters unchanged. November soybeans 986 and 3 quarters up 1 and a half, January 994 and a quarter up 1 and 3 quarters, March $10 and a penny and a quarter up 2 and 3 quarters, go out to July at 1013 and a half up 2 and a half. October soybean meal 339.60 up 110, December 328.30 up 40 cents. October soybean oil 32.74 up 19, December's up 18 at 32.95. October live cattle 155.82 and a half down 45. September feeders are 229.12 and a half down 35, and October lean hogs are 105.90 and they are up 20 cents.
Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
Our first ever WILL Ag Farm Assets Conference is November the 24th at the Marriott Hotel on the University State campus in Normal, Illinois. We've got the latest on farmland values, and we'll spend time looking at crop insurance under the new farm bill, as well as the pending ARCPLC decision that producers have to make. And we've got marketing panels on corn, soybeans, and cash grain. The cost for this conference is $25, and it includes a lunch as well as parking in the hotel parking garage. You can purchase your tickets at this phone number, 800-898-1065. That's 800-898-1065. Or online on our secure website at willag.org, willag.org. We hope to see you at the conference. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Little tiny bounce in the market today.
Yeah, we're seeing some renewed buying interest market kind of fails to go lower in through here on the big bearishness that has been talked about for a while. See how volume and open interest unfolds here, see if it's short covering or not. You know, news-wise, there was a frost in Minnesota, Iowa, for the most part. There was some yield reduction. How much we'll see. At this point in time, trade's kind of not too excited about it. That could change here by the end of the day. Then, too, the FSA news, as far as ideas, we could see them come out with 2 million less corn acres, 1 million less bean acres, as the traders not really wanting to press the short side until we get through the first 2 days here of the week here, Dave.
If we get 2 million less corn and 1 million less soybeans, what do you think it's worth on futures?
Well, that's a good question. On the corn, it's probably a little bit more supportive from the point if you take 2 million out, you're going to lose about 340 million bushels on the supply-demand balance sheet. But at the same point, there's going to be an offset on it. I feel they're going to come in and raise production by 2 or 3 bushels to the acre. So the net result is we could be about 185 carryout versus 2. So, you know, there's a lot of moving numbers there. Demand has to prove itself, especially on corn exports, so we'll see how that unfolds here. On the soybean supply-demand balance sheet, when you do the math on it, if you lose 1 million acres, you can lose about 47 million bushels. So instead of a 475 million bushel carry out. You know, we'll be closer to 428 million bushels. But then you raise bean yield a bushel, that's going to put 83 million bushels back in, so you're back over 500 million bushel carry out. So you play with the numbers all you want. The bottom line is, when you look at the overall supply-demand balance sheet, we're producing more than we're using. So we have to get back to neutral territory on that. And as long as the overall observation is we're producing more than we're using, that's going to kind of keep a lid on things.
So the freeze frost didn't amount to anything. What about ideas when we'll get the latest numbers this afternoon after the closing bell, that some significant portion of the soybean crop is yet immature and then thus has some risk premium that needs to be put in?
Well, the risk was a major event, especially if it was on one of your farms. There was some damage done, to the extent of that, we'll see. But, as far as maturity of the crop, we'll see what the report shows here this afternoon where it did frost freeze. It's matured now, whether you like it or not. The thing is that overall production's expected to kind of offset some of these areas. We're losing some yield potential, but the crop has, some time to go yet, especially on the double crop beans, and we'll see how far along they are on this afternoon's report.
There's a lot of green soybeans in northern Illinois and northward.
Well, that's the thing. It's a frost freeze would have been a little bit more dynamic here in Illinois, Indiana. You know, we would have had a lot more reaction from the marketplace, but as of right now, it's kind of ho-hum, and it suggests that they're discounting it, but as time goes on and through here, we might have to add a little bit of premium back into the prices here over the short term.
Do you think that producers should be looking at marketing soybeans for 2015-16?
I think you could do a portion out there, but that's too well advertised. And everybody's so dang bearish, but the market's not going down. I think there's time to do that, and there's some strategies out there to get your foot in the door on that to look at. But that is the concern. If we have a 400 million bushel carryout here in the U.S., the southern hemisphere comes back with favorable growing conditions, that the whole world could be awash with soybean and soybean product. And that $10 November 2015 beans might look fairly attractive as we go into this time next year.
What do you make of how the wheat market's been playing lately?
Oh, it just continues to drift in through here. It seems it's the short end of the spread. Mm-hmm. They buy beans, sell wheat, buy corn, sell wheat. Seems the world's awash with wheat. Wheat out west, I mean, we're getting moisture out west for them to get off to a good start, so it's kind of hard to get optimistic wheat in here until we see corn and beans go lower and they reverse that spread.
Do you think there's another quarter to the downside in the wheat market?
Well, July 15 wheat, new crop wheat, we feel we're going to go to $5. Mm-hmm. A little lower, we're at 537, 538, so there's actually another 40 cents down in July 15 wheat.
Thank you much, Kurt.
Take care, Dave.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the market. Hard red winter, December wheat, 587, down 6 1/4. Soft December wheat, 499 and 3/4, down 2 3/4. December corn, 340, up 1 1/2. July, 367 and 3/4, up 1. November soybeans, 987 and 3/4, up 2 1/2. July, 1015, up 4. October soybean meal, $339.60 up 110. October soybean oil, $32.96 up 41. October live cattle, 155.92.5 down 35. October lean hogs, 105.52.5 down 17.5. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.
From